Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes. I was calling you about some earbuds that I had gotten from you all.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand the pricing because when I ordered them, it was saying that it was a free gift and I paid $4.95 for the shipping. Now you charged me $62.95 for one. I want to return them. Can I get an address to return them and have them withdrawn from my account? Have my money returned back to my account because it was false advertising.
All right, ma'am, may I have your zip code, please?
24112.
Your first and last name?
Patricia Talley.
Ms. Talley, one moment. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
315 Jeb Stewart Road, Martinsville, Virginia, zip 24112.
They actually have Martinsville,
yes.
Alabama on here.
No, it's Martinsville, Virginia.
Let me correct that. The zip code is what saved it. Okay. Let me look over your account, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I do see where you did order the earbuds. And what I can do versus you having to send them back, because if you do, I have to give you an RMA number, and then they charge a 10% restocking fee, is refund you 35% of that end of trial charge. That's $62.95. I can refund 35% of that back to your account.
Okay, why would y'all advertise something that is free and then charge you for the price of it? I don't get that.
It was a free trial, ma'am. The product was not free. And it states in the terms, well,
I don't
know where
you... It didn't say trial when I read it.
Okay,
I had to pay $4.95. It says pay $4.95 for shipping. It didn't have a price on it at all. That, to me, is just false advertisement. If you're going to charge somebody something for something like that, you should have the price on that. It only had a $4.95 shipping price on it.
Okay, ma'am, I do understand. I don't know where you saw the ad at. This is a third-party call center. We just simply answer the phones for the customers, ma'am, and provide customer support. I can give you 50% of those charges back, which would be a refund of $31.48, and making the earbuds $31.48.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, give me just one moment, Ms. Talley, while I process this. And you're going to be receiving a refund confirmation email within the next few minutes stating that $31.48 is going to be being returned to Visa card $21.71. It should take about 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, before you see it back on your account.
Mm-hmm.
But you will be seeing it. And it's going to be an amount of $31.41, and I'm also canceling your account out, so I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, let me get a pen. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, ma'am, your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, the number 30, B as in baby, F as in Frank, A as in apple, F as in Frank, C as in cancel, the number 5, D as in David, and then the number 5 again.
Okay, C, 30, B, B, F, A, F, C, 505.
Yes, ma'am. And you should be receiving that refund confirmation email. It's going to be entitled Refund is on its way or something to that effect. The word refund will be in the title of the email. And it usually only takes a few minutes to get to you.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
No, that should do it.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling customer support, ma'am. You stay healthy, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. You too.